Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Luna Lover the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to the bonus subscriber episode of Luna Lover the Podcast. You might be wondering, when did I sign up to be a subscriber? Well, maybe you didn't. Maybe you're a free listener and you're getting access to this episode. The reason for this is I have a message for everybody. And it's about Mercury retrograde, which kicked off today, April 2nd in the Southern Hemisphere. It will be April Fool's Day in the Northern Hemisphere. This is the fourth time I'm sitting down to record this episode, and as we will discuss within the episode, I don't like to make doomsday predictions about Mercury retrograde. I don't think it's something that we need to get worked up about, even though the internet tries to freak us out. However, it's real. It's real, and there is some vigilance that needs to take place when it comes to technology and the like. So we will discuss all of that. But I have recorded this episode without pressing record. I have recorded this episode and the mic dropped out halfway through and I continued talking because I can't see my notes and the recording software at the same time. I have been spending the last hour trying to get my microphone to work. And now we are on the fourth attempt. So fingers crossed that this works. For people who aren't subscribers, just so you know, every Monday, usually, we had a public holiday this week, so it's dropping on Tuesday, but every Monday, subscribers receive a bonus episode which walks you through the astrology of the week. So the shorter transits that take place within a 1 week period. It's a really good way to prep yourself for the energy that's abound every week. This particular episode, we are going to do the same, but we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the energy of a Mercury retrograde because they do last for 3 weeks. So we're in it for another 3 weeks minus 1 day. And let's talk about what that means. So as many of you know, Mercury is the planet that governs communication, travel, technology, our thought processes, but also the way we perceive things. It's the perception of our environment. Spoken about it a lot on the podcast this year, but if we change our perception, we can change our reality. Let me tell you some facts about Mercury retrograde that might be of interest to you. First of all, it's not an astrological phenomenon. It's astronomical, okay? The effects are surmised in astrology, but the physicality of what is happening is science. It's astronomy. The planets move from west to east across the night sky, and all the planets travel in the same direction around the sun, right? They appear to be traveling counterclockwise. The counterclockwise motion is the normal, in inverted commas, motion, and we call that prograde, right? When a planet is going through a period of apparent retrograde motion, it appears as though it's moving in the opposite direction from east to west across the sky, often looping or zigzagging as it goes. In other words, it gives the illusion of moving backwards, but it's actually moving super slow compared to the Earth. I just want you to think about the logistics of planets all of a sudden moving backwards, right? They would start crashing into each other. It would not be good. So that's not what's happening. I think the best way to describe it that really helped me get my head around it is if you think about, you know, when you're sitting on a train and there's a train right next to you that starts moving very, very slowly, and all of a sudden you feel like you're going backwards, even though your train has not moved. That's what's happening here. It's because the planet slows down so much, it's going really slowly, that it appears to be moving backwards. According to astrologers, every planet in our solar system rules certain areas of our life. You guys know this, we talk about it every episode. So while Venus rules love and relationships, and Mars rules our self-will and our courage, Mercury rules our transmission of information, communication, travel, and technology. But when Mercury is in retrograde, astrologically and energetically speaking, it actually means that those areas become dormant, right? It's to say they're not functioning and governing the areas of life that we need them to. And that's why things start to get a little chaotic, right? If you think about the fact that this planet is fueling the energy of communication, of travel and technology, and then it decides to have its little 3-week retrograde, and all of a sudden, there's no energy going towards those areas. But we mustn't freak out. My number one rule is to not freak out. The internet will have you fearing Mercury retrograde, but it's a really unhelpful way to approach it. All right. You can, of course, blame all your tech mishaps, communication blunders, and cancelled travel plans on Mercury's reverse dalliance. I actually don't think that's out of the question to do that, but just try not to do it in a way where it's like, I have no control over this. I am a pawn in Mercury's game. You know, that's not the energy we're bringing to this. Sometimes I think that people love when Mercury is in retrograde because they can whinge and they can whine and they can throw their laptops at the wall and their phone on the floor and their heads in their hands. But this 3-week period, 3 times a year, also serves, I think, as a pretty convenient excuse to just blame everything on a planet that can't defend itself. So let us all take a deep breath while I explain the energy of this particular retrograde and focus on the advantages of this celestial event. So, like I said before, this particular Mercury retrograde is taking place in the sign of Aries. And when Mercury is in Aries in its prograde motion, it's bold, it's courageous, it's passionate. This placement is not afraid to speak up. Yeah, it calls out the bullshit. It's assertive, bordering on aggressive in its shadow side. And I guess the shadow side is maybe what we should have a look at, because when the energy isn't being governed by this planet properly, the shadow side of the signs and this particular placement may start to surface. So Mercury in Aries can be a bit brash. Yeah, think sending emails without reading them first. Professing big feelings without considering the consequences. Raising your hand before you actually have the answer. And basically speaking without thinking, right? These challenging qualities might be amplified during Mercury retrograde in Aries. For the next 3 weeks, we should anticipate impulsive, intrusive, knee-jerk reactions to things. You might find yourself being unnecessarily reactive, right? Rather than responsive. People might say things they don't mean. You might be those people. Minor inconveniences might cause massive meltdowns. Communication breakdowns might result in some temper tantrums. And also, I think the other thing to be aware of, because Aries is the first sign, there is a level of immaturity that might come out in people's communication. I also think, like, just gearing yourself up, getting ready without the fear is also really important. So I always think, like, double check your calendars are syncing, double check that time zones have been noted with appointments and that confirmation emails have been received. Again, this isn't an impending doom. I'm just saying, like, be vigilant, be thorough, slow down, take your time. It's when we get frazzled and rush through things that Mercury really messes with us. And I'm going to use myself as an example here. I don't usually do this, but I'm recording this episode on the morning that it airs just because of life circumstances getting in the way. And, you know, like, if I'd given myself a bit more time, perhaps me noticing that the microphone wasn't picking up what I was saying, or that I hadn't pressed record, or that it had dropped out halfway, is something I probably would have picked up on because I had more time and space. But because I was rushing through, Mercury made me its bitch. All right. I think it's also worth chatting about social media during a Mercury retrograde. Be super clear in your communication, right? It's so easy for words without context to be misconstrued or the tone to be misinterpreted. And this goes for the social media you're consuming as well. I mean, look, this is advice forever and always, right? But be conscious that you're consuming content through your own lens and know that it might not always be the same as the intention that the content creator originally had, right? We're all just humans after all. On that note, in case you didn't see it, because I just did it as a story, I'm taking just a little bit of time away from the Lunar Lover Instagram account. Podcast episodes are absolutely going to air on time. Subscribers will always get their content. Celestial storytelling, I will be there, but I just need a bit of a social media break. But I will be back. So don't you worry about that. So there might not be, let's say, an Aries solar eclipse post that goes up, but you know what? There might be. Let's see how I feel. But for now, just have that in mind if you're wondering what's going on socials. The other thing, again, I'm not impending doom, but the other thing just to have an awareness of around a Mercury retrograde is that the past may resurface. Yeah, it's all about going back. So old habits, ex-lovers, fizzled out friendships, all something to be aware of. And it's actually an interesting point to bring up here. As you are probably aware, there is a lot going on in Aries at the moment. So we have Mercury in Aries. The solar eclipse next week is in Aries. The sun is in Aries at the moment. As you're going to find out in about 5 minutes' time, Venus is moving into Aries. There's a lot of energy in Aries. So let's have a look where Aries falls in your natal chart. That's likely where you're going to be feeling the effects of Mercury retrograde. And I've just realized, as I've said this, it's all happening for me in the house of career, which is fine. It's fine. Okay, so that's probably another reason that my mic stopped working this morning. All right, so we've spoken about all the things that could happen and that we need to have a little bit of vigilance around, right? So just checking tech, checking information's been received as you intended, proofreading things. If you've made travel plans, don't cancel them. I'm actually hopping on a plane today. Just double check your itinerary. Double check that hotels have sent you a confirmation, all that sort of stuff, right? Perhaps leave earlier than you would usually leave for a flight, all of that sort of stuff, okay? Let's talk about some of the advantages of Mercury retrograde. Now, it kind of makes sense, right? Because all of the external information processors are slowed down at this time, it gives space and energy to be directed to our internal information processing system, our intuition, right? Mercury does not govern that. It's looking at everything externally and what comes through the brain and is spat back out. But our intuition is not part of that information processing that Mercury governs. So we have full control of that. Ancient astrologers believed that when Mercury was retrograde, it traveled through the underworld, collecting lost, hidden, or untapped messages from deep within our subconscious. So intuition will most definitely be heightened, as will your psychic abilities. So trust your hunches, acknowledge your heart flutters and your gut churnings, ask yourself for guidance, and always look for validation internally. Mercury retrograde is the ideal time to take time for yourself, slow down, unwind, and reconnect with the simple things in life. So, yeah, get off your screens, immerse yourself in nature. If you have somewhere to be, maybe walk there or ride your bike there. Prioritize in-person catch-ups where you can, and please remember to breathe. It's crazy how often I tune into my breath and I'm like, oh, that is a very shallow breath you have going on there, Jord. Remember to take some deep, deep breaths. It's also a good time to take note of your dreams. Perhaps a good time to start a dream journal. I've been saying this a lot, but nothing is good or bad when it comes to astrology, right? It's all neutral, all of the time. It's the way we choose to perceive it that creates energy around it and makes it our reality. So treat Mercury retrograde for what it is. Observe what unfolds and try to work with the energy rather than against it. All right, so that is commencing on Tuesday, April 2nd in the Southern Hemisphere. The next day, Wednesday, April 3rd, Neptune and Venus will form a conjunction. This is beautiful energy. It's very romantic. It's very creative. You might feel tapped into your femininity or more in touch with your feelings and your intuition. But as this is the year of relationships and we are in the middle of eclipse season, I also just want to say, please, please, look out for those rose-tinted glasses you will likely be wearing. Neptune does this. It puts an illusionary filter on things, right? So we might romanticize, fantasize, idealize someone or something, which is beautiful, but also just be aware of the realities of what is going on, all right? On April 5, Friday, April 5th, the Sun and the North Node form an exact conjunction. All right. Now, this will happen during an eclipse season at some point when the Sun is in the sign of the North Node. And it's powerful energy. I think it's kind of like gearing us up for what is to come on April 8, 9 when the solar eclipse arrives. It's very much new chapter energy. It's highly potent considering it's mid-eclipse season. And, you know, up until this point, we've sort of been releasing, letting go everything we were encouraged to do during the Libra lunar eclipse. Yeah, it was all about endings. This is kind of ushering in that new chapter energy that we will meet on the Aries solar eclipse. On Saturday, April 6th, Venus joins the rest of the gang in Aries. Venus will enter Aries. Perfect timing because, of course, of the Aries solar eclipse. And Venus moving into Aries really reinforces the energy we need, right? Self-love, prioritizing self, self-confidence, self-worth. Yeah, these are all the messages coming through. And what's especially beautiful about Venus being in Aries is Venus rules Libra, which is the opposing sign to Aries, and is on the other side of this nodal axis that the eclipses are taking place on, right? So it's really kind of special that it's moving into Aries at this time. It's not a comfortable place for Venus to be. It doesn't love being in Aries. But in saying that, I think it's going to add to the lessons that we need at this time. You've got to remember that Chiron is also in Aries. It's going to be like forming an exact conjunction with the Aries solar eclipse. We'll talk about that in Friday's episode. But a lot of our wounding is going to come to the surface. And the Chiron wound is the wound of self, right? So if there are wounds for you around self-worth and self-confidence, if you're not showing yourself enough self-love, if you're not prioritizing yourself, please learn those lessons this week. You might not be able to learn them all this week, but learn as much as you can this week, because this is the energy of the eclipse, right? And you want to use that energy to your advantage. All right, my loves, I am praying to God. Yes, everything is looking good on the recording front. This episode will go live in a matter of minutes. I will be back on Friday. I'm going to walk you through the Aries solar eclipse. If you have enjoyed listening to a bonus subscriber episode and you're like, you know what? I would like to subscribe to this podcast for as little as $8 a month. You can do that by clicking the link in the show notes of this episode. Until the Aries solar eclipse, I'm Georgiana Levine, and you've been listening to Luna Lover, the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.